Hi, this is Farhan, and I am checking out Audioboo on my new iPhone 4. I apologize in advance if the volume's a bit quiet or a bit loud. I'm not quite sure what's going to work best. I may check it out without the headphones and headset, and I may plug in the headset and just see if the recording quality is better and kind of what's the best way of using it. But for now, I just got my hands on a new iPhone 4. It is from work, but I kind of feel that given I'm working now full time in social media and as a social media strategist, it's one of the few tools that I've avoided getting simply because I didn't see the necessary benefit in them. Just because there's always so many iPhones around everywhere, I wanted to experience life without one. But at the same time, I just didn't really feel there was a need to get an iPhone. But ever since the iPhone 4 has come out with the front-facing camera and stuff, I just thought, you know what, it's about time. And also, I'm actually quite excited because I think the potential of video calling over Wi-Fi through a mobile device is something which hasn't been available or possible before and is actually now very achievable, and especially if Apple now come out with either accessories for iPod Touches or I think it's called iPod Touch. It's either an iPod Touch or just an iTouch. I lose track of like where the eyes go and which words they're using these days. But if Apple's next iPod Touch device comes out with a front-facing camera, which everybody's expecting is going to be the case for September, then I think there's going to be a huge, huge appetite for those. And equally, they're going to be the kind of device that suddenly is going to make FaceTime so much more accessible to so many people that, like, it will start to make video calling just that much more feasible. In the past, if technology like that came out, then it's been available, but there's just not been the uptake. But I think that's about to change dramatically in a massive way because already just having tried out FaceTime once with my cousin in like the 2 days that I've had this phone, I can already see how cool it is to be able to share live videos and images with kind of other family members, and especially for families where you don't necessarily have the time to see each other in person as much, but if you can schedule calls in and see each other over the video as well as while you're talking to each other, it works so much better. And to be honest, using a computer plugged in with a webcam with Skype, it's all well and good, but it's a little more complicated than it needs to be. And not having the freedom to have a device that you can move around with, and not having a device that you can just carry wherever you are and, just do it from anywhere, as long as you've got Wi-Fi, it's a restriction, a limitation that's occurred that, has meant that there hasn't been that big of an uptake of the tech. And I'm just like my hunch, my gut instinct, my intuitive instinct, my whatever you want to call it, is that with the availability of portable mobile devices that can sit in someone's hand and can capture and broadcast video and receive it from the other end, it's gonna just change things. Like they say, like Apple says, it's kind of the next evolution. I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna start quoting Apple, but effectively, I do think that it is a huge game changer, and fundamentally, I think that is going to make a significant difference. So that's all for now. I just wanted to share that thought and test out Audioboo and just get my account on here live, I guess, by publishing some content out through it, but also just kind of getting a feel for how this all works, and I look forward to seeing what it sounds like. In the meantime, if you have any thoughts, suggestions, feedback, comments, everything's gratefully received, either at Farhan on Twitter or just leave a message or comment, however that works on Audioboo, and I'll figure my way through it. All right, look forward to sharing more soon. Thanks, bye.